Our next report comes from the kids at the Mesaba Kids Camp. And the first recording is a group of younger children who were with me through the week and came up with the following reports.
My name's Amelia, and we discovered that red pines have two long needles.
My name is Kira, and on June 18th, 2019, we saw that the dragonflies were emerging and leaving their exoskeletons behind by the lake shore of Mesaba Park.
I'm Addie. Damselflies were mating yesterday.
My name's Jasmine, and we learned today it was warm and it have some cloudy and some warm, lots of mosquitoes. That interrupted fern gets interrupted by its seed packs in the middle of its stem. And the beaked hazel has double teeth points at the edge of it.
My name is Ava. We saw tamaracks, and they have soft needles and can get to be really tall trees. We have a few right across the street from our house.
My name is Kewin. On Monday, we studied pine trees, and white pines have five long needles.
My name's Dakota, and we went out towards the swamp, and we found a lady slipper, and it's really rare, and there's only a few left.
My name is Anthony, and we saw a rare orchid called the coral root on Thursday 20th, 2019.
I'm Spencer, and I caught a tree frog nobody saw. It was green.
My name's Dakota, and we discovered the sawfly, and it looked like a wasp, but it wasn't.
My name is Kira, and on June 18th, 2019, we observed that the dragonflies were crawling out of the water. Then they left their exoskeletons behind once they crawled out.
And what am I going to say again?
You were going to talk about spiky spruce and friendly fir.
And I learned about spiky spruce and friendly fir. And the way to tell is because the friendly fir is soft and the spiky spruce is pokey.
My name's Dakota, and you can tell a dragonfly from a damselfly because the damselfly's wings are straight back and it has a blue tip sometimes, and it only has one set of wings, and the dragonfly has two sets of wings.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, there was a lot of excited kids. We had a lot of things to learn. The day, I think it was Wednesday, that the dragonflies were coming, and they were calico pennants, and they were coming out of the lake in droves and climbing up all of the available foliage and breaking out of their little bodies, their little nymph shells, and going on to become dragonflies right in front of the eyes of the children. It was absolutely stunning.